This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. We want to talk to her about a number of critical healthcare issues in the news, including more fallout from the president's healthcare reform package, which of course passed Congress back in March. But first, we want to start with getting her reaction to the president's choice to lead a critical agency within the Department of Health and Human Services. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, pleasure as always.
Well, the last time you and I were together, we talked about the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Studies because the chief actuary had gone through the healthcare bill and found out a lot of things that weren't exactly on the talking points from those who are supporting the legislation. But now the president, after a long delay, has decided to nominate a man named Donald Berwick to lead the CMS, and that's obviously a name that's not a household name in this country, but it's raising a lot of red flags among people like you who know the industry well. What's so troubling to you about this man?
Well, Donald Berwick is a well-known Harvard professor who gave a speech at the 60th anniversary celebration of the National Health Service, the socialized health care plan in England, in which he said he's in love with the NHS. And he says, the only thing, if I ever forget that, the only thing I have to do to rekindle the romance is to think about our own health sector in the United States. So here's a man who has clearly said that he's in love with a socialized health care plan, who is now put in charge of the Medicare and Medicaid programs in this country during a time of transformative change. And he also has said very explicitly that he favors rationing, and he favors rationing by direction of government rather than by the marketplace and by doctors and patients. So this is somebody who has a very clear agenda and who's going to be put in charge of an agency that's responsible for spending $700 billion a year. It is by far the single most consequential appointment in this administration, and it's clear the administration has said where they're going with this appointment, with the nomination of Donald Berwick. Now, he has a reputation of doing a lot of work and research into coordinated care and trying to make healthcare more efficient. But a lot of people are very frightened that I think his confirmation hearings are going to bring a lot of this up about some of the things that he has said in the past and his clear propensity to want to basically support a government-run healthcare system.
Grace Marie, in terms of how this would play out in reality, would it just be a matter of how he decides that money is allocated as to how rationing would actually take place? How do you envision his vision of that actually being implemented?
Well, I think that's actually something that will need to be explored during the hearings, but it is really clear that with 2,800 pages of legislation, much of it dealing with cuts to Medicare and reorganization of the Medicare program, that many of the key issues with Obamacare are going to be developed through the regulatory process, and that is really where he's going to have particular control and where, unfortunately, it is most invisible. There's an organization called the Independent Medicare Advisory Board, for example, that's going to be, that a lot of people feel is going to have more authority than even members of Congress feel comfortable with in being able to ration care. And it's a different philosophy of how people make decisions about allocation of resources. This administration, and by naming Donald Berwick as their nominee for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, are saying that they believe that government is best to make those decisions rather than doctors and patients in the marketplace. And I just completely disagree with that. And frankly, I think that the majority of the American people do as well.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, a couple more issues to get to in our remaining moments here. First of all, we've talked about how businesses have been reluctant to try and get behind the new health care mandates for their employees coming up in the next few years, and it'll be cheaper to pay the penalties rather than actually provide the coverage. You've also learned about a company in Virginia that's probably going to be forced to close here, actually. What's the latest there?
Well, actually, now it's a company called N Health, based in Richmond, a wonderful, innovative company offering its clients not only inexpensive health insurance, but programs to help their employees with wellness, to get them healthier, to spend their health care dollars more wisely, announced last week that it's going out of business because it can't, its funders, even though it's been hugely successful, very popular with clients, the funders are convinced that it's just that this model is not going to survive under Obamacare, under its strictly legislative rules about what kind of health plans are going to be eligible and available or not, that this doesn't fit in that model. So basically the funders are pulling out. 50 people are going to lose their jobs. Hundreds, if not thousands of people are going to lose a very popular health insurance program that was saving them money, that their clients liked, that employees liked, and it's just basically putting out of business somebody that is offering an innovative, popular program that doesn't fit within the model that Washington has designed. And when the president says nobody's going to lose the health insurance they have now, look at InHealth and look at its clients. The first, I fear, of many of people who are going to be losing the health insurance they have now simply because it doesn't fit within the Obamacare model.
Well, we just saw polls not that long ago, Grace Marie, where well over 60% of Americans actually favored repeal of the legislation. We know that many outside challengers are going to be running on that platform come November. But we're also hearing that this week the president, perhaps in an attempt to improve the image of the health care agenda, is going to have a big rolling out of $250 checks to Medicare recipients. What exactly is happening there?
President, one of the provisions of Medicare was trying to close the donut hole, giving seniors some money if they fall in that higher level of spending with their drug plan of $250 this year. Well, apparently the checks are going to start coming out this week. President's doing a big town hall meeting with connecting with 10,000 seniors around the country to try to convince seniors that this $250 check they're going to get is a reason to support the program that is going to cut $550 billion out of Medicare over the next 10 years. And already, as many independent analysts have said, is going to mean that seniors are going to have a much harder time finding doctors, getting hospital care, getting the treatments they need, especially if they're expensive treatments. And to think that the seniors are going to be bought off for a $250 check, and by the way, it doesn't go to everybody. It only goes to seniors who hit the donut hole. So it just seems to me they are grasping at straws in trying to convince people that they should support this legislation. And yet we now hear that there's a new organization that's going to be starting an arm of Organizing for America, no doubt, that's going to try to go out and sell Obamacare because it is so unpopular, Greg, as you say. Rasmussen has said that as many as 63% of the American people want Obamacare repealed, and they're having to spend millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, just to try to convince the American people it's not that bad after all. But the American people know it. They know that all the sugarcoating is not going to cut it when you're talking about the government controlling our healthcare system instead of doctors and patients. They're not going to be able to sugarcoat that, and the American people, I think, are not going to stand for it.
A lot of troubling developments on this front, and we've been chronicling a lot of them leading up to this as well. Grace Marie, thanks so much for your time today, as always.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.